How fun we get to fan the flames for Bibles for Asia.
We don't often realize the kind of sacrifice they're having to make in order to continue being Christians. Sometimes as Christians, we look the other way and we say God will look after them.
We can fan the flames for Bibles for Asia. $5 sends a Bible, or $100 sends 20. Go to truthnetwork.com and click on the Fan the Flames Bibles for Asia.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
So this is For the Record Part 2. We're picking up. We're looking at the things that we are a part of. We need to clarify, because we're on the Lord's side, and that scripture is Psalm 24:1. We were just talking about the intercession that each believer is responsible for, because we have the endowment, we have the download, we have the gift to intercede, and we have the ability to travail, to agonize in prayer. Don't get me started, right? You can tell that's my favorite thing. Next, engage the culture. You know, if you're a believer, you're here for a reason. Don't stay at home. Don't be a couch potato. Don't complain at the dinner table. You need to be involved out there where the marketplace occurs, where commerce occurs, where people interact. You need to be socially engaged so that you can present the Lord's view. If it had not been for the Lord who's on our side, where would we be? This culture of ours, whatever nation we are in, this culture needs the presence of Almighty God, which you carry, by the way, and which I carry. And so we've got to engage the culture. Now, if you're shy, I understand. If you're extroverted, it's not hard, probably. But at any place, at any time, your potential is potentially being released into the main thing, which is that the kingdom of God would come and the will of God would be done through you. It won't happen any other way. Fairy dust, it will not fall so that we can, you know, suddenly go into a long sigh and everything be okay. Really, it's much more like warfare. It's much more like an activist, okay? Also, for the record, if you want the Lord on your side, there's an issue taking place right now, heightened more than any other time in history, human trafficking, human slavery. You know, we should be up in arms about slavery at any time, in any way. If the born-again believer is not up at arms about slavery at any time in any way, something's missing. Something is wrong. But there is an absence of an address of these matters by leaders from the pulpit, other ways as well. This is an important issue right now for the church. Human slavery, human trafficking. And listen, it is happening right under your nose. And it is happening and is being perpetuated by the most respected people in your community. Those are the facts. That is the research. If you want to be on the Lord's side, you need to engage there. If you want the Lord on your side, you need to defend those who are being taken prey and being taken victim. Next, for the record, judgment is really important because, you know, I think the new trend is, the new politically correct thing to say, well, don't judge. don't judge. You shouldn't be judgmental. Well, actually, that's a distortion of the Bible expression here, the Bible view, I should say. 1 Corinthians 4:5, do not judge anything ahead of its time. So you and I are not qualified to judge another man's heart. We don't know his motive. We don't know the reason they do things. I do find, however, I might just interject this, but typically people judge others based on what they would do under the same circumstances. So you may be very pure in a thing, but someone who is not will see your actions and judge you according to their own inclination towards something other than purity. So again, we are not qualified. This is above our pay grade to judge another man's heart or his motivation. So we don't, but we belong to the Lord and we are on His side and He is on ours. And this is really important. John 16:11, Satan, the evil one, is already judged. So see, evil is already judged. So while I can't judge a man, his heart or his motivation, the actions that are done, that are released, that are perpetuated by that individual, actually, God has already judged that evil, and I can just agree. I can just decree and declare agreement with God's judgment on evil. Our example just now is perfect. Human trafficking, human slavery. I do not know why any human being would do something so cruel to another human being. But I'm trusting that God loves that individual and desires them to come to salvation, to come to a reality of what they're doing and how evil it is. Meanwhile, my job as an intercessor, as a believer, is to agree with God, to judge that action, to call it what it is. It is pure evil. Most often, in the case of slavery and trafficking, it's demonic. There's no other way to say it. It's devilish, it's evil, it's dark, it's demonic. And I declare, and agree with God's judgment on that action, that it'll be blown up and blown apart and stopped. Ultimately, so don't get trapped right there. Also, in the area of the prophetic, you know, for the record, you just need to know the prophetic is a very important part of God's will in the earth. About a third, anywhere from 30% to about a third, a full third of the scriptures, Genesis to Revelation, are prophetic words. They have everything to do with the pointing toward the first and second coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and everything associated there. So some things that are called prophetic really are not. I'm not sure what the qualifier would be, but the prophetic expression of the nature and the will of God points us to end time events, points us to the will of God, and especially like our scripture out of Psalm 24, hey, if it hadn't been for the Lord who's on our side, where would we be? So the prophetic is valued, is treasured. Do not ever speak against God's true prophetic anointing and His moving. Also, in that same vein, for the record, there are secular prophets. And you know, I discovered this years ago. There are men and women who do not even necessarily know the Lord, do not have a personal acquaintance or experience with Him. Still, they have the word of the Lord. I mean, I can't explain it. They just do. And without naming those, at the forefront and on the scene and heavily trending right now, not only in just one nation, but globally, are many secular prophets who see evil for what it is and are not afraid. And this is miraculous, probably the most miraculous part. They're not afraid to call it what it is. Compared to some in the church who think they're prophetic, who just say nice things all the time. Everything is nice and sweet, and everything is going to be okay. It's not nice, it isn't sweet, and it isn't going to be okay. So for the record, God has his prophets in place because the prophetic element is such an important part of who we are as the church. And also, secular prophets are an important part of his unveiling. For the record, same principle here, Jesus said, if you keep silent, the rocks will cry out. If you keep silent, the rocks will cry out. So in basically everything we've said here, for the record, there's always a voice. There's always a voice that God has his eye on. However, if that voice refuses to speak, the Lord will move in other ways and will give that one over to their own inclination, onto their own choices. It's not something he desires or wants. It's the will of the person, and he does give us free will. For the record, if you withhold your praise, if I withhold my praise, if we withhold our praise and our solid agreement with God's word, the rocks, the creation will shout, will cry out. You've heard of earthquakes and shakings all over the earth. These seismic activities are a part of God's creation groaning, really, for the will of God to be accomplished. That's one aspect. We are a convergent generation, just for the record, because we want the Lord to be on our side. You and I need to recognize our generation is the generation that's in convergence. There's never been a time like this. It has been said in the past, where is the promise of his coming? We've heard all along, he's coming soon. Jesus is coming again. Well, he hasn't come yet. Is he really coming? Well, hey, this is the generation where things are in place because our eye is on Israel. Our eye is on, and we are watching the mountains of Israel, and we are in convergence now. This generation is in position for the next prophetic unfolding on God's prophetic calendar according to his holy word. That's for the record. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? We are on his side. He is on our side. That's the plan.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.